Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My house is transitioning. My body is transitioning. My role on the planet is transitioning. My relationship is transitioning. My life is just transitioning. I can't say that word so many times. I just want it to be known that I'm not in any way abandoning any of you. Do you understand when you feel like you found a safe place? And so I'm always gonna be able to be here and foster that safe place as long as I can. Hello, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. Feels like it's been forever. It kind of has. It's been a few weeks for sure. And I'm just excited to sit down and catch up with you guys. Today's episode is going to be super laid back, super chill. I don't have any talking points or anything. I just want to generally share a bit of a life update and just have a chat, a very cozy chat. So get comfortable. Feel free to grab a beverage. I made this. It's like an orange juice with lemon juice with soda, watermelon water. Soda, watermelon, yeah, water, soda. And I always have regrets every time I drink something fizzy in a podcast episode, because then I always end up like having to burp and then it just gets awkward, which is why there's so many jump cuts. I guess I'll start with an update on the Coffee Talk podcast episode. I've got so many questions about like, is there still gonna be audio episodes uploaded to Spotify and all of the other podcast platforms, or is it just in video form now? And for the time being, I'm gonna start uploading the audio files again. I have no idea what my plan is for the podcast future. To be honest, it's something I really need to sit down and decide for myself. I think for now, the system I have going works, and I'm trying not to add more onto my plate at the moment. So I'll probably stick with this system for another year, to the end of 2022 at least. And now it's just getting back into my filming schedule and uploading schedule and such. And so I'm gonna be doing more laid back chats with you guys, but also more topic chats as we usually do. And if you'd like early access to the Coffee Talk podcast, then be sure to hop on over to the All Things Cozy YouTube channel where you can get early access to Coffee Talks a day or two in advance. A bunch of other fun stuff. You can also sign up for a yoga membership. You can also come hang out for our live streams. We're doing like a spring cleaning. And then we're also doing Coz Around the World where we learn about different cultures all around the world. It's fun stuff. So yeah, come check it out. Anywho, today I wanted to talk about some life updates, which I feel like aren't gonna be that new to some of you, if not maybe most of you. Maybe this will be news. I don't know. But your girl's pregnant. I'm having a baby. That is only one of the many changes that I feel like are coming up or propping up in my life right now. With that comes a lot of change. I mean, this year was already gonna have a lot of change. My boyfriend will be moving in this year, and that was already planned. We were already planning on moving in together this year and doing some house renovations, and then we found out right before Christmas that we are pregnant. And so that just like added a whole new change onto our timeline, which we're really excited about now. I was honestly so shocked in the beginning. I did not know how to react, which if you guys want an episode, let me know down below. If you want a full episode on just, I guess, discovering pregnancy, the feelings that come with pregnancy, something that's a little bit more separated in case somebody doesn't want to chat about that, I can definitely do that, because as excited as I am and as excited as I was and all of that, there was still a lot of conflicting emotions in the beginning, and I was scared. I still get scared at times. I mean, especially with the state of the world and such, and I don't know. So I got like a comment. I mean, you share your life on the internet, you're bound to get some comments, right? But there was a couple comments I got. Some of them were quite offside that I was just like, return to sender. And some of them, I was like, you know, I don't want to accept this energy, but you have a point. But I'm not going to like take that on right now because it doesn't help me in any kind of way. But some of the comments were like, who could be excited about bringing a baby into the world with a pandemic and world war possibly on the horizon, global warming, and so many other things, which made me think about the Coffee Talk episode we had a few months ago. I think it was in November, maybe in October, where we talked about marriage and kids, and it was called The Millennial Questioning Everything. And I was really open and honest about a lot of my worries about thinking about starting a family, thinking about getting married, coming from divorced parents, and just knowing the trauma that can come from that. And so these are all still things that do weigh heavily on my mind, but at the same time, like, fate has played its cards. This is the situation I'm in. And so I'm going to have to trust. I'm going to have to take things day by day. I'm going to have to hope that the next generation that can come up can be one that can create some good change. And I hope that I can guide whatever soul is coming through me to earth to be part of that, to be part of a happier change or a positive change for the planet. So yeah, am I thinking about that as I'm pregnant? Absolutely. Do I know how to address it properly? No, I don't. I feel like there's a new way that civilization seems like it's crumbling every few months. And it is hard to find the right ways to talk about it, to find a way to implement it into what I'm creating, because I don't want to just gloss over like everything's fine and dandy. I want to talk about these things. It's important to talk about these things. It's important to be aware of what is going on and to be empathetic and compassionate to the suffering that's happening outside in the world and also like next door, you know, to our neighbors, to our friends, to our family. But it is also healthy and good for us to be able to have moments where we can step away, moments where we can be inspired again and be infused with hope again. And balancing that as a creator is interesting because I want to be a safe place for people to step away, for people to go to feel hopeful again, to feel any motivation again, to feel encouraged to wake up and just keep being you, whoever you are. At the same time, I don't want to be insensitive and just gloss over like everything's fine and dandy or everything's super happy all the time. You know, it's just not. That's just not the human experience, no matter where you are or no matter who you are. Anyway, that's all just to say that obviously I'm thinking about these things, and I got I got like 10 comments, I want to say, of people being like, how can you be happy about having a baby right now? And it's like, well, how can I not be? This baby is coming and I want that baby to know I'm excited. I believe just personally myself that the feelings that I'm having, everything from my energy to what I'm eating to, in my belief, what I'm sensing and feeling is also generating my baby right now. It's helping to grow my baby right now. So it's been very important to me to find ways to keep my stress levels low, to keep my hope high, to find the good, and still be aware of what else is going on out there. The world has become more and more polarized, or it definitely feels that way. And I'm definitely gonna feel more passionate now about making this world a good place for my child. These are all thoughts that are definitely on my mind. They're all things that I deeply care about. They're all things I wanna talk about, but clearly I still self-censor because I'm afraid to say the wrong thing. I'm afraid to step on anybody's toes. I'm afraid to be heard wrong. You know, it's because I can't control how anybody intakes what I say. I can only control how I say it and what I mean by it. But it doesn't mean that what I mean is going to be translated through a screen, especially not actually being able to sit with you drink to drink, person to person, eye to eye. And I'm still learning how to deconstruct my self-censorship, especially with things that I am very passionate about and I do care a lot about. I think that the actions we take, how we treat one another, can make a bigger difference at times than trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong. I think we get so caught up sometimes in the general fight of two sides without realizing that, I mean, everything is such a scale, at least that's the way I look at the world, that all but the extremely wrong, I can see points of views that conflict my own, as long as it comes from like a good place. Where am I going with this? I don't know. We've been talking for 15 minutes, let's roll it up. So yeah, I'm thinking about it. I don't want my kid in the metaverse. I don't want my kid growing up without being able to bathe in lakes and oceans. At times I have to step away because I feel so helpless. I feel so helpless. I know that the biggest change could come from the highest corporations, from the biggest businesses, from our governments. And it is so hard not to get aggravated and so angry sometimes when corruption gets involved and it becomes kind of this money game where the value systems, it's the value systems that our society tends to run on. And it's not everybody. It's just the systems are so broken sometimes. They feel so broken sometimes that it's hard to just sit in it and to feel like, okay, yeah, I'm recycling and yeah, I'm like buying more local and organic. It's important. I don't think that we should just be like, oh, well, my little actions don't make that much of a difference. I think it's still important to live by those values as a person, even just for energy, for karma. But I also, it's hard. It's sometimes hard to feel so helpless. We have such little control, and the people that do have a lot of control don't seem to be doing it in the favor of the people, in the favor of the planet. And that is something I definitely need to take breaks from sometimes, because it is hard for me not to feel overwhelmed, emotional, angry. And then I'll want to talk about it. And I find that a lot of other people are also feeling overwhelmed, emotional, or angry, and don't want to talk about it. So there's only a couple safe places I feel like I can, or safe people that I feel like I can. And then obviously when I come online and I'm talking to so many people, it's a broad range of people. So again, I can't tell sometimes if it's a safe place. And because of that, my anxiety crops up and I self-censor and I want to try and protect myself from, you know, any kind of potential harm, putting myself in harm's way by talking about such important, controversial at times topics that can create some very strong reciprocal energy. I'll leave it at that. It doesn't mean I won't. It just means that at times I have to really prepare myself for it, because I absorb a lot and I read all of my comments. Like, even if I'm like, okay, return to sender, but like, I still read it. I still process the information when someone's rude to me. I don't accept the information. I'm like, no, I don't accept that. And I say return to sender because energy has to go somewhere. And I'm sorry, but if you're projecting it out, it's coming back. It's coming back. Return to sender. I do not accept this. If it was mail, I would literally return it to your sender. I'm not gonna put that into the earth. I'm not gonna put that into anybody else around me. I'm returning that to the sender. You can deal with the energy you're projecting. Anyway, wow, that felt good. Felt way too good. Feel free to put that trick up your sleeve, because it's been helping me a lot. This return to sender. It's like this new affirmation where anytime I get super, super negative energy, and constructive criticism is not super negative energy. Outright negative energy or wishing someone harm or ill will, return to sender. No thanks. You can take that projected energy back to yourself, and you can do something else with it if you'd like, but it's better if you just process it, figure out what's going on with yourself, why you're projecting that energy, because the world doesn't need that right now. We don't need more of that right now. And if you don't like the people you're watching online, stop watching them. Stop hanging out with them.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So coming back to life changes, we've already been chatting for a little while, but thanks for hanging out with me today if I haven't said it yet. So Obviously, I'm expecting. I'm due in August. I'm very excited to meet this little one. I just had a midwife appointment actually today. Heart rate is like right in the middle of the normal range. So for all of you that like those midwives' tales, it's really hard to say. One of my close friends, Maggie, if you guys remember her, I used to live with her. She's also pregnant and due in July, which is exciting. My cousin, one of my cousins from my mom's side, is pregnant and due in late June, I believe. And just seems like a lot of people are pregnant right now. Rihanna's pregnant. Iconic. So this is exciting. House renovations are underway. My house has been totally flipped on its head, and that has been a lot because it's just, I feel so uprooted at the moment, and it's really going to be a year of that. And I think in a sense I'm uprooted for a reason, because I need to reroot. And the only way I can do that is once things kind of click into place, and things are clicking into place in their own timeline. But I mean, I'm definitely not feeling as routined as I usually am. Not as rooted as I usually am. I can't really nest the way that I feel the impulse to. At the same time, it's all really exciting because the renovations we're doing are not only gonna like benefit us in the long run if we ever resell, but it's also just gonna prep our house. Our house is getting the upgrades that are really necessary, be it with the heat, be it with just things that were wrong with our house. And so it's gonna better support our growing family. That's exciting. And so I just feel like I have a big lack of control right now. And I'm actually gonna say, I'm surprised at how I'm handling it, because regardless of feeling super out of control, and I definitely have my bad days where I can sometimes be kind of hard on myself, for the most part, I feel like I'm riding the wave, which is nice, because it's like, I know for a fact 2 years ago, I would be in a way different place right now. Like my mental state would be so harsh on myself. And instead, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm feeling a new sense of empowerment through my pregnancy, or if it really has been just moving out here and all the healing work I've done working with a therapist for like 3-4 years now. I just feel like I'm in a really good place. Actually, random other update, but I like to talk about my therapy because I think we should normalize therapy a lot. I think actually a lot of people could benefit from like a couple therapy sessions every few years. My last session with my therapist, she kept on getting me to like affirm how full circle I had come with so many of my deep wounds, like deep, deep wounds when I first met her. I was just like expressing things, and then she'd be like, okay, we need to backtrack for a second. Can you take a second to see the full circle? Like you've come full circle with that. You've healed that. And like, can you sit with that? Can you feel that? And it made me emotional in the sense that that is a huge change, a huge life update. I cannot tell you how much therapy has changed my life. Also, just how much listening to my intuition in the last few years has really changed my life. The thought that, and again, I wouldn't know it if my therapist didn't point it out to me, but just even the thought that I like opened my heart back up. I let myself be vulnerable. I let myself fall in love. I let myself find a person, my person. I'm letting myself go into motherhood and just embrace it. And when I think about just 2017, 2018 in particular, when I first found my therapist, like I couldn't even touch the wound. It was so sensitive, it was so painful, of this core loneliness. And it was so terrifying to me that we could only kind of go close to it and then I'd have to walk away. And like the way she described it was like, if that wound was the ocean, I was on the shore and I would like go over, dip my feet in the ocean and then walk back out. It makes me emotional because like I feel for her, but I'm also so grateful to her that she went to therapy and like did the work, like put in the work and like nursed that wound and found compassion and worked on it, because it's not there anymore. Like even just talking to my therapist the other day, I was explaining how I've been super tired with this pregnancy, and there are days that I just can't get things done. And it's so different from the depression that I used to feel. And it was so interesting to me to feel that, because I used to also get depression-induced anxiety. Would that be the right way to put it? So if I could feel my depression coming on, I would make myself anxious because I'd be afraid to fall into a rut. So I would push myself. I wouldn't let myself nap. I wouldn't let myself sleep. I would get insomnia. I would get so afraid to be depressed that I would literally make myself anxious, which are two very like broad ranges of a scale. So I'd be flipping back and forth through that. And the goal was like to try and find a way to bring myself back here. And so I feel like I've been here just coasting for a little while now. And just knowing that those days where I'm just so exhausted that I've been napping, which is a thing I've never really been able to do pre-pregnancy. And knowing that like I wake up from a nap and I don't feel heavy. I don't feel gross. I don't feel like, oh, that was bad. I'm so lazy. I'm not doing enough. I'm not productive enough. That feeling doesn't kick in. Or this feeling of, oh, if I lay down, if I rest, if I take a break, if I try not to be productive right now, I'll fall into a rut. I'll start feeling all of those feelings I'm running from. They're not there. It feels like such a different type of tiredness. And when she highlighted that and made me sit with it, I was like, that is huge. Because I used to be so afraid to rest. Just because when I would rest, I would feel, it would ignite my fight or flight response. It would make me feel anxious because I would think, if I rest, I'll rut. Like, I'll definitely rut. And I don't feel that anymore. And I don't feel the core loneliness. Like, I feel like I've healed the little girl that was so alone and so afraid. And it doesn't mean I'm not gonna have bad days or that I don't have bad days. I do. It's just... I guess it's like a mental health update, because it's just, there were like multiple things that I would say something and she'd be like, wait a second, don't bulldoze over that. Sit with that. That's huge that you've come full circle, that you've completed that cycle, that you've processed that information and you're on the other side. And so I was like, are you trying to get rid of me? Like, I need you. I'm about to become a mom. Like, I don't think she's actually trying to get rid of me, but it was really incredible to feel like I had worked and healed and really come out on the other side of a lot of those core issues, be it loneliness, be it anxiety and depression, and also be it my body image. And wow, that was huge, very huge. And yeah, I hope that that inspires even just one person out there that might be feeling in a hard place to seek out therapy, because the wonders it can do, even when you're in a good place, even when you have your ups and downs and you're sometimes going to therapy on one of your ups, it's like your therapist can help point things out to you that you're not seeing and give you a moment so that you can take credit for the work that you're doing, because it is work. It's hard work, but it's so beneficial. And I really wish therapy was accessible to literally everyone, because I think the world could be a vastly different place if everybody could have even just one therapy session a year. Could you imagine? So I've been chatting for a while now, so I'll start to close down our chat with just, what am I picturing for the future with my content, with my job, with Co's? What's that update looking like? So at the moment, I'll still be running memberships through my pregnancy. Yoga classes will have more modifications, but also have the regular poses, because I have so much backlogged yoga content. So for anybody that is interested in the yoga membership, I'll be doing pregnancy modifications. I do not have my prenatal. I need to make that be noted, but I will be doing modifications for myself, my body. And so there will be accessibility in a lot of the classes, pregnancy or not, just for anybody that would like a lighter yoga class. If anybody wants some more intense yoga classes, there's still going to be that option too, because I have so much backlogged yoga footage that I can still include the regular poses. So there's still gonna be workouts and things like that. I'll still be hosting hangouts basically all the way up until my labor and like going through birth. My plan is to pre-film so that I can still be with you, be it online, just hear podcasts and some vlogs and stuff, but also anybody that is part of the membership or interested in the memberships, I'll be doing a little bit of both, but I'll be prepping a lot of pre-filmed content so I can still semi be here while I take a step away. I imagine with my mat leave that once baby comes, I'll probably take at least like 8 weeks to just settle in. And then after that, I'll probably start regularly vlogging and things again. So that's pretty much my plan at the moment. And I'm excited for that, because I also feel like for the longest time I kept on saying I was gonna take a break. But like, I never really fully actually ever took a break. I was either still doing podcasts or still doing Co's. And then I started the membership. And so yeah, so I feel like this will be a nice little break where I can bond with baby and things. And I'm not exactly sure if I'll have any help, if we'll have any help. Ryan's still gonna work, so when baby comes, I think he's gonna take like a week or two, obviously, and then he'll probably still be working, because those are like really beneficial weeks for him and his business where the weather's nice. And I always want to call her my mother-in-law. She's not my mother-in-law yet, but she pretty much is. But I would like maybe have my mother-in-law, maybe have my stepmom or my dad over for a bit. But like, there won't be somebody consistently here to help me other than in my midwife appointments. Well, she'll be coming and checking in on me and baby as well. All this to say, it's gonna be a big change and I'm gonna be doing a lot of it. I mean, Ryan will be there, but it's like, I'm the one that's gonna be breastfeeding and doing all that. So I assume it's gonna be a lot for me at once. I'll keep you posted on that journey. I do plan on still vlogging when I can, but I'm not gonna stress myself out too much with that. So yeah, I'll still be here. I'm definitely gonna pre-log a lot of coffee talk so all of those can still go live. I'm excited because my content, I don't plan on changing it into mom content at the same time. Much like with the last few years where I get new interests, it just becomes a new branch of my content. I've been told many times that people don't understand, just a few, it's always just a few, like I've been told before, that there's like people that are like, I don't get what your niche is. And I'm like, I know, it's because I like too many things and I get into so many things. And so there isn't really one niche other than just like cozy living. That's kind of it. But like, I'm still gonna be doing gaming content throughout my pregnancy. I'm still planning on sharing my pregnancy, but also sharing content on my vlog channel and definitely over here too, that's not pregnancy related at all. And when baby comes, I mean, Ryan and I are still talking about what we're comfortable with. He's pretty comfortable with putting baby online. I'm a little bit more skeptical, I think, because I've had the experience of being online. At the moment, I think we've agreed that like nothing too intimate or too personal would ever be shared about baby. Like I would never show baby's bum. I would never show like baby potty training or anything like that. But I still want to share that with you guys because you guys have been such a key part of my life. And so I'm sure we'll share a bit, but my whole like, you know, online content, my brand, if you will, be it over here on Co's, definitely not on Co's, but especially on my vlog channel as well. I don't plan on just going full mommy mode. There will probably just be branches. Like there will probably be a couple videos thrown in where it's like how to mom gist, but there will still be regular gisting, you know, just mommy things, but it won't become the sole focus. Just like how I really plan and have an intention to, not that there's anything wrong, by the way, with having a child and that child becoming your sole focus, that is deeply ingrained in our nature. But for myself, I mean, especially with my career, I still want to keep some of that separated, which is very difficult when my life really is practically my career, hence why I've created Co's and started this sideline over here. But, and like the coffee talk podcasts and such are me sharing my opinions, but also me trying to help people. So anyway, all this to say, mommy's gonna be a branch of my content, a new branch that we're growing over here on the Co's tree, but it won't become the whole tree. And I've had a couple questions about that, so I really want to make that clear so that those of you out there that are moms or gonna be moms or really like pregnancy stuff, that will be there. And for those of you that aren't, there will be other stuff. And for those of you that don't care either way, there will be lots of stuff for you then, because you can just dabble in all of the content. It's been hard for me to picture, and maybe I'll get to a point where I can picture things a little bit better, but it's been really hard for me to picture what life is gonna be like because everything is in such a transition point, you know? I'll say something to you guys that I've said in a video that was, it was a member's video, it was an update, just something I wanted to say. Anybody that follows my content, anybody that's been around or part of my digital life for a while, is that I don't want anyone to feel like I'm abandoning them. This is something I've thought deeply about, and it is something I talked about with my therapist as well, because I mean, like I said, you guys have been such a key component of my life for like, honestly, for longer than some friends I've had, for longer than I've spent more time with you than I've spent with some key people in my life, which is crazy to think about, but it really is. It's not just my job. It's like, it's such a weird thing of the new generation, of the new whatever. I was thinking a lot about how even just when I moved out to the country and I fell in love and I met my boyfriend, and even without showing much of my relationship online, I mean, we've kept it private. Purposely. I've kept it private purposely. Got a lot of comments. Again, I read the energy, and it wasn't everyone, but I got a lot of like, you've changed. And I think that actually came from when I was able to strip away taking it personally, when I was actually like, okay, how would that feel like on the other side, that people might have felt like I was abandoning their idea of me, which it's not my job to live up to anybody's idea of me, but I can also empathize with that feeling that you find somebody that you have this idea of who they are and how they play a role in your life and how they inspire you and how they motivate you, and then they change and it can feel like an abandonment. And I get abandonment, trust me. And so I just want it to be known that I'm not in any way abandoning any of you. And I know that that sounds weird for someone on the internet to promise you. I've promised you that even as I've struggled with my job, even as my vlog channel declined, even as a lot of people walked away, even as I struggled in my own personal life, I still stayed and I still plan on staying because it's important to me to be there. I don't know, there's a calling I have with this. There's this feeling I have that I show up and I do it, and I don't know who it's gonna help, but I read your messages and I hear you when you do tell me it does help. And it's overwhelming at times. I still don't get it. I still am like, why does anybody even care to come hang out in my neck of the internet woods? But at the same time, I get it. I do understand when you feel like you've found a safe place. And so I'm always going to be able to be here and foster that safe place as long as I can. You know, as long as I can digitally create things and upload things, there will always be this safe space. My life will change. I don't want to stop my life from changing. I don't want to hold myself back from changing or doing what's best for me or finding peace or healing, you know, because a lot of the changes that came before pregnancy were because I needed to heal. I needed to work on myself. I needed to find myself a better place to be at peace and to take care of my mental health and to take care of myself and love myself. And as I did that, yeah, I had to change. For me, I had to leave the city. I had to be closer to family. I had to be more in nature. And that's okay that that wasn't everybody's cup of tea. But again, even with pregnancy, I just don't want anybody out there to feel like, oh, she's changing. She used to be this independent woman that I could look up to and just was herself. And I can't be that forever. I can't be alone forever. I just told you throughout a lot of that, I struggled with a lot of loneliness. It doesn't mean I was any less independent or any less like powerful or going out there and living the dream. But I was still struggling. I don't want to be lonely. And I don't also want to like change vastly what I do on the internet. It's still mostly going to be me. Like it's still just going to be you and I over here hanging out. So I just wanted to get that message across because as much as my life is changing, I like to look at it as blooming, you know, not like becoming this whole new flower. It's just like, no, the flower is still growing. The flower is still blooming. I know that's a little corny, but it's just blooming more into what my life is meant to be. And I continue to plan on being here and I continue to plan on still helping in the best ways that I can, but also sharing in the best ways that I can. So that was just important for me to get across because I know times are really tough and I know it's such a weird thing to like find your places on the internet that you just love to hang out and you don't want them to change. Nobody wants things to change. You know, we tend to hold on to things that we hold dear to our hearts and get nostalgic for old times. And I get that. I totally get that. But I encourage you, even if this place on the internet stops being your place, like keep finding places, keep growing, keep changing yourself, you know, keep letting your own life change because it's a beautiful thing. It's part of why we're here. We're meant to continue to evolve and to grow. And it's a beautiful thing, but it can also be hard because it makes us realize how we can't attach to things. Like nothing, we take nothing with us, we bring nothing here. So it's an uncomfortable feeling when we do get attached to things and they change on us and we have no control over it. I get it on a small scale, I get it on a medium scale, I get it on a large scale, but I'm gonna do the best I can to be here, but also to still just be me and do what's best for me, but also hoping that it'll somehow translate to being good or happy or healthy or a safe space for other people. So there you go. I'm still gonna be that independent woman, you know? Still plan on doing things. I still plan on knocking off goals and like gisting and all of that. There's just gonna be more of me to love, or like for me, there's just gonna be more life to love. Like that's really it. Anywho, thank you for sitting through my life update today. I know it was kind of all over the place, but it was nice to just sit down and talk and give you guys some updates on life, on physical changes, family changes, but also I think that was nice that we just went on a little bit of a mental health change because it's been a huge part of my journey online is expressing and sharing my mental health with you guys. And that was like a big thing for me recently with that session that I had where I just, yeah, a lot of things came very full circle. And so let me know how you're doing down below. Please give me a life update if you're feeling comfortable to do so. You can do it over here on YouTube in the comment section, or if you're listening via the podcast, then hop on over to All Things Co's on YouTube and this video will be uploaded and you can leave me a life update there so I can see it. I'm sending you all so much love all the way to the moon and back. The sun is officially going down, so I'm gonna have to end our chat here. But I'm wishing you all the best and wishing you so much power and peace as you go about the rest of your week. And I'll talk to you guys all very soon now that the episodes are back. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.